From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Bush met with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown today at 10 Downing Street in London. Later, Brown announced his country is sending additional troops to Afghanistan as part of a multinational peacekeeping force. He said the extra deployment would bring the number of British forces in Afghanistan to its highest level. President Bush returns to Washington tonight after a stop in Belfast to end what is likely to be his last European tour as president. Pakistan's foreign minister is denying accusations by the president of Afghanistan that Pakistani intelligence agencies are supporting Taliban insurgents across the border. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from southern Afghanistan.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai lashed out at Pakistan at a press conference on Sunday and threatened to send Afghan troops across the border to attack Taliban insurgents who take sanctuary on Pakistani territory. Karzai's Western-backed government was humiliated Friday night when the Taliban launched a daring jailbreak at the main prison in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar. About 1,000 prisoners escaped, including more than 300 Taliban fighters. Since that escape, Afghan police claim to have captured around 20 escaped prisoners. In Pakistan, a spokesman for a Taliban commander named Baitullah Massoud denounced Karzai's threats, calling the Afghan president a puppet of the U.S. government. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Camp Bastion in southern Afghanistan.
Truck drivers are blocking roads and highways across France today in a coordinated effort to protest the rising price of diesel fuel. Elra Beardsley reports from Paris.
More than 3,000 rigs are said to be taking part in the national Go Slow movement, known here as an Operation Escargot. The truckers will drive at a snail's pace in the right lane along major highways and on the country's busiest roads. They say their goal is not to completely shut down traffic, but to cause traffic jams to bring attention to their plight. Truckers claim to be strangled by the rising price of diesel fuel, which now accounts for 30% of their costs. Private ambulance operators and taxi drivers in Paris joined the protests, but in a sign of respect to the nation's high school seniors who are sitting for their baccalaureate exam today, the truckers say they will keep their protests between the hours of 9 and 4 p.m. so as not to disrupt them. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
More than a dozen buildings on the campus of the University of Iowa flooded after the Iowa River overflowed its banks. Hundreds of homes were evacuated in Iowa City. The river isn't expected to start receding until tonight. Meanwhile, several towns in the southeastern part of the state are threatened by the Mississippi River, which has not yet crested. 500 National Guard troops have been sent to Burlington to prepare for what could be serious flooding. This is NPR News from Washington. Three people were killed in a fire in the Queens section of New York yesterday. The blaze broke out in a building that had a deli on the first floor and apartments on the second and third floors. At least five other people were injured. No team in NBA history has managed to come back from being down 3-1 in the finals to win the title. The Los Angeles Lakers are hoping to be the first. They beat the Boston Celtics 103-98 last night to keep the basketball championship series going. Game 6 will be held tomorrow night in Boston. A trial that begins today will decide whether the Seattle Supersonics will have to stay in that city for two more years until the NBA team's lease runs out. Ann Dornfeld reports.
Sonics owner Clay Bennett is moving the team to his native Oklahoma City. He says the Sonics can only make a decent profit if they play in a building with lots of luxury seats. Oklahoma City has offered to build that kind of arena. Bennett proposes paying the city of Seattle the $10 million in arena rent the city would lose if the team moves now. Seattle officials say the city paid $75 million to rebuild Key Arena under the provision that the Sonics would play there through 2010. The city has sued Bennett for negotiating in bad faith when he bought the team 2 years ago from Starbucks founder Howard Schultz. Email has surfaced between Bennett and his associates showing that he planned to move the team all along. The federal court trial is scheduled to take 6 days, but it may not be final. Howard Schultz has filed a separate lawsuit to keep the team in town. For NPR News, I'm Ann Dornfeld in Seattle.
In golf, the winner of the U.S. Open will be decided today in San Diego as Tiger Woods faces Rocco Mediate. Woods managed a birdie putt on the final hole yesterday to force a playoff. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.